Notice now what it says. I want you to pay close attention because we're going to deal with these words. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved upon the face of the waters. In verse 3. And God said what? Let there be light. And there was light. Now listen to the modern modern English translation. Read very similar to the King James, but I like the way it read because it adds a little something to it. It says in the modern English translation, in the beginning, God created the heavens, and the King James got it single, but it got it plural, which is right if you read according to the scripture. Because Paul said, I was caught up in what? The third what? So three is plural. All right? So we can see he created the heavens and the earth, right? God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. Then it tells us, and the earth was formless and void. Well, he created it from in verse 1, but verse 2 said it was formless. How did it get that way? Something happened. You know, some people don't believe in that how did we say that word, pre-Adamic world, that some things existed before man got here. I believe that. Now, we don't have a lot of knowledge on it, revelation on it, and a lot of information on it, but I believe that because when God created something, it's created. But how did it get? There was a war fought when Satan said, I would exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll be like the Most High God. No, you won't. And he was so clever, he took a third of the angel. What I heard, I don't know if that's accurate or not. But something happened. But here's what we want you to see. You do not. We are not inferior. I'm going to say it again. We are not inferior people. Stop letting the devil put that mess on you. Don't listen to me. Don't allow Satan to, or people, even people that are speaking on that side, don't allow them to put you in a category because of your natural learning educational level. Don't you do that. People will classify you because of your level of education. And they will say the people that got doctorate degree and PhDs they are more important than you are, better than you. That's the indication. But what there are people that got PhDs, if I'm saying this correct, gonna bust hell wide open, and we'll see who. And you don't even have a high school education, but you got Jesus. And Marie will say you got HG. Now we'll see who, which one is more important, your PhD in hell or your HG in heaven. See, spiritual things are to be learned, to be understood, and to be practiced. First, you ought to develop your intellect as much as possible, but not at the expense of your spirit. You ought to develop your intellect because the more you broaden your mind, the more it can be used by the spirit. Amen. Amen. So let me go on with this. He said the earth was formless and void. Darkness was was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. God said, let there be what? And what happened? There was light. God said, in the midst of the Spirit of God moving, let there be. Let there be. Well, why would God say something? Why would God say something like that? Let there be. Because there was what God said, let there be, was in what he said. If there was no light in God, then light wouldn't have showed up. If there was no power to create, it would have remained dark. But because light is greater than darkness, and darkness never comes from God. John writing, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Is that right? Amen. Now, you see, the word of God is who God is. Let's see, can we prove that? Go ahead and put up John 1:1, and let's read down through 5. John 1:1. The Gospel of John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. When? In the beginning. And the Word was. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word was what? With God. The same was in the beginning with God. Keep going. All things was made how? How many things? So that leaves out the devil trying to tell you that he made something. He made absolutely zero. Because if all things were made by him, when you get all, what did it leave? It leave nothing else. So it's nothing for him to make, because God made everything. So all things, so you get this now, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. Do you understand that? That was made. Keep going. Hallelujah. In him. So you remember what he said? Light be. Didn't he say it? God said, let there be light. Didn't he say it? In him was what? Life. That's why he brought forth light. In him was life, and the life was what? If it hadn't been life and light in him, it never would have come forth. Now, why do you have the adversary always trying to bring you something with his cunning, deceptive ways and schemes and deceiving? He's a deceiver, a schemer, because he wants to destroy. And John 10:10 nails him on the spot. The thief cometh not, but for what? To steal. The first thing he want to do, because he can't work his work if he can't steal the truth from you. Amen. I said, he can't do his stuff if he's not able to steal the truth from you. All right? That's the first thing he wants to do, is to steal from you so he can kill you, so he can destroy you. Right? So verse 4 says, in him was life. That's why he created everything, so he could bring forth, give what he created, life.